Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Delta danger.
We could once again be heading toward a public health catastrophe.
California inferno.
We'll be okay, but it's just memories.
Unemployed and desperate.
What if we have to be homeless?
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. The CDC says COVID cases have hit the highest daily total in the U.S. in 6 months. 106,000 reported yesterday. CBS's Cammie McCormick says hospitals around the country are facing challenges as more people show up sick.
It looks like there's catastrophe.
And nurses are getting infected. Patty Foster is with Texas Emergency Hospital in Cleveland.
Our staff is getting sick with COVID, which means we're less staffed.
In Florida, oxygen is in high demand. Dr. Mark Knapp of Memorial Healthcare System.
There's increased stress on getting oxygen delivered to the hospital. It's not something that I have personally ever seen previously.
And then there's the shortage of ICU beds, especially in many rural areas.
By the end of next month, all 2.2 million healthcare workers in California will have to be fully vaccinated to stay on the job. New Jersey's going to require masks for public school students. Doctors worry that for a second straight year, the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally in South Dakota will be a super spreader event. CBS's Mola Lenghi is covering.
Bikers from nearly every state are expected to pack the streets of Sturgis for what organizers believe will be one of their biggest rallies in the event's 81-year history.
People want to escape, and they're escaping to South Dakota.
But there are concerns some rally goers could bring home more than just a souvenir.
This could be a super spreader. We don't want it to be, but that's the reality.
Dr. Shankar Kura says it's already the busiest week for his hospital in Rapid City because of the number of trauma cases related to the rally. Poses an additional challenge.
No one takes vacation, and we also recruit more folks in anticipation of any increase in cases.
Now to California, CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti has the latest on surging and destructive wildfires.
The Dixie Fire, which has already burned an area larger than the size of the city of Los Angeles, continues to grow.
Wherever the wind blows, this fire is where it's going to go.
The fire taking out additional structures along a major highway. And to the west, buildings in the town of Canyon Dam were also seen in flames after the Dixie Fire leveled the historic town of Greenville Wednesday. Battalion Chief Sergio Mora helped lead the fight to save Greenville.
The fire moved from that side of town through the town in maybe about an hour.
Spirit Airlines has already canceled more than 250 flights today. More than 1,700 have been canceled this week, creating epic problems for thousands of travelers. The airline CEO, Ted Christie.
It's heart-wrenching, and we're doing our best to make up for that, and I believe we have.
Staff shortages, IT woes, and weather get the blame for the cancellations. The Coast Guard says a sightseeing plane crashed yesterday in southeast Alaska, killing all six people on board. A federal team will investigate. The International Olympic Committee has ordered two Belarus coaches to leave the Olympic Village. They unsuccessfully tried to force a sprinter to return home. She's now in Poland on a humanitarian visa. CBS's Steve Futterman has the latest on the action at the Summer Games.
America's woman power was on display today. It began this morning here in Tokyo when the U.S. women's beach volleyball team of April Ross and Alex Kleinman took gold. The fourth time in the last five Olympics, U.S. women have won the event, April Ross.
It means a lot to uphold that tradition.
And all day long, U.S. women continued to shine. Both the women's basketball team and indoor volleyball team advanced to gold medal matches on the golf course Nelly Korda has a three-stroke lead with one round to go. As for the U.S. men, especially the beleaguered American runners who have not yet won a single gold medal here, tonight they did advance to the final of the 4x400-meter relay. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
Senators are wrapping up work on the bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure bill. In an analysis of it, the Congressional Budget Office says it would increase the national debt by $256 billion over the next decade. Despite a rise in COVID cases and shortage of workers, experts believe the jobs report out this morning from the government will show the economy created 860,000 jobs last month. And amid the economic bounce back, extended unemployment benefits are due to run out in a month. 26 states, including Iowa, have already stopped them. CBS's Mark Strassman has more on how that's added to the troubles of one family in that state.
What if we have to be homeless?
Aaron White's family of six had a lifeline. Iowa cut it.
There's daily breakdowns.
At 38, her health has broken down. Severe asthma, pulmonary hypertension, and unidentified autoimmune disorder. She and her husband John worked at a call center. In April, they both quit to protect her. Getting the COVID vaccine was too risky for her compromised immune system, but so was walking into work every day.
It was a very hard thing to accept that that wasn't my job anymore.
In working-class Keokuk, Iowa, the unemployment rate almost 7% higher than the statewide average. On June 12th, Governor Kim Reynolds cut off Washington's federal pandemic relief, the message to nearly 25,000 Iowans, go find a job.
We're losing everything. We're failing.
Across the Mississippi, the Whites can see Illinois.
Their governor still allows them to have pandemic benefits.
Millions of Americans still need help.
Apple has announced plans to scan U.S. phones for images of child sex abuse. CBS's Monica Ricks.
The program only spots illicit images that are already in a federal database and flags them. If they're confirmed by a human, the account is disabled and reported. It detects these images without decrypting people's messages.
But privacy advocates fear the system could be misused by governments or used to frame innocent people. The group that runs the Golden Globes is changing its bylaws and overhauling its membership process in the name of diversity. The Hollywood Foreign Press Association will expand its board to include some non-members. When it was learned there were no black voting members, some stars threatened to boycott, and NBC said it would not air the award show next year. He's considered global soccer's biggest star.
Perfect ball in by Lionel Messi.
Now there's word Messi is leaving his Barcelona club after 17 seasons in a financial move. Messi, who earns a reported $163 million per season, asked to leave the team at the end of last season, but at the time was turned down. Now the club says it can't work the numbers to re-sign him. The highest award Congress can issue will go to the law enforcement officers on the job when the U.S. Capitol was attacked by a mob of Trump supporters.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
As he honored the officers who protected the Capitol on January 6th, the president blasted the rioters, calling them a mob of extremists and terrorists.
It was fundamentally un-American.
The bill Mr. Biden signed provides for congressional gold medals to be posted at D.C. and Capitol Police headquarters.
So that every morning, you officers walk by, seeing those medals, and remember the heroism of their colleagues and the importance of their work.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
21 House Republicans loyal to Mr. Trump opposed this back in June, objecting to the language mob of insurrectionists in the bill. That's the CBS World News Roundup. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail. Or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies. companies and to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.